Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Here it comes, that time again, and Paul is guessing.
Farewell tour.
What will he do? What will he do in this game?
Now, the Lene Kakua Country Game of the Week on the Midday 180.
Red Bryan never disappoints. We play this game to honor the late Lene Kakua, who was the fake girlfriend of Manti Te'o. Here's how it works. I'm going to read lyrics from three country songs. Two of the songs are true country hits. The other song does not exist. Paul must choose the song that is fake. Paul is 1-2 on the season. He's going to compete this week on the Kakua Farewell Tour against John Choate, who emailed us his entry to midday180@1045thezone.com. By the way, you can email us entries right now at midday180@1045thezone.com to try to stump Paul. John competes to be considered for a spot in our Midday 180 Fantasy Football League. If he can stump Paul today, he's going to be considered for that. We hope you'll play along at home, at work, in the car. It's time to begin the Midday 180's Lene Kakua Country Music Game of the Week. Paul, song number one. Driving down Old Lake Road, getting bent straight on the radio. Tan legs on my dashboard, hair blowing out the window of my old Ford. Girl, I love it when you're by my side on these hot summer Georgia nights. Song number two. Are we just a backseat trying to get it while we can? Are we names in a tattoo or just a number on a hand? Are we last call kissing, or will we be reminiscing with each other for the next 40 years? Are we written in the stars, baby, or are we written in the sand?
Choking up over here.
Song number three. It's very emotional, this show. Maybe we do. Maybe we don't. Maybe we will. Maybe we won't. But if it's meant to be, it'll be. It'll be. Baby, just let it be. Paul, your thoughts.
Oh, the choices. This first song is striving to be Jack and Diane. Jack and Diane's been done, and it's been done well. Little guy named John Cougar Mellencamp, heavy smoker. Kind of like Kirby. Getting bent strikes me as not the Southern vernacular, but maybe I'm a little behind. I read straight on the radio, as in George Strait, and I thought, wouldn't it be great if that said straights on the radio, like as in Dire Straits?
You prefer Dire to George?
I prefer Dire, yeah. Give me Dire Straits plural.
No one's calling Dire Straits the king.
Singular. Tan legs on my dashboard. I mean, there's some imagery here. Here's the thing, though. Oh, these hot summer Georgia nights. Now, I think in the South, every state thinks it's got these special summer nights, when in fact, all it is hot as hell. It's just hot as hell. Tennessee summer nights, Georgia, throughout the southeastern coast, South Carolina, they got hot summer nights, especially if you're not right near the shore. Nothing special about yours. Number two, this is actually not bad. I dare say it's kind of good. Thematically, I like it. You know, are we the real deal for the long haul, or is this temporary thing? The word reminiscing is in here, and that's a big word for a lot of people in country music. They don't like to use big words, either because A, they're ill-equipped to use big words, or B, they know their audience is ill-equipped to use big words. Are we written in the stars, baby, or are we written in the sand? This made me think a little bit of Kansas. All we are is dust in the wind. This song...
More singing from Paul.
Might be too good to be real. This third song is awful. Maybe we do, maybe we don't, maybe we will, maybe we won't. That's very, very poor. Very poor. Am I emphasizing how poor I think it is?
I think you could go one more poor.
But if it's meant to be, it'll be, baby, just let it be. This is taken. This is taken in the 60s. Paul McCartney just sang it with James Corden in Carpool Karaoke. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Seeking words of wisdom, let it be. It's done. This is thievery. It's real and it's thievery. Again, the second one is good enough that I think somebody was really extending themselves there, made a fine effort, and therefore, I think song number two in the Lene Kukua Country Music Song of the Week game, fake, 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 fake.
All right, Paul, so you say song number two is fake. Let's go ahead and eliminate one of the other songs. Song number three, you very poor. You said that repeatedly.
Very poor. Very poor.
It's very both very poor and very real. Song number three is Meant to Be by FGL, which is one of the most played singles in the country over the last 6 months.
McCartney,
ladies and gentlemen,
should file a suit.
Florida Georgia Line for you.
Maybe we do.
Maybe we don't.
Maybe we will. Maybe we won't. But if it's meant to be.
I'm going to have to vomit right before I get in the car here. I'll say this. There's no mistaking it for the Beatles.
Now, how do you pronounce this one? Is it B.B. Rexha or Baby Rexha?
I'm so proud. I have no idea who this is.
It's Florida Georgia Line with either B.B. or Baby Rexha.
And a lot
you
of
You really ought to brush up on your country music.
Yeah. That was...
What are you doing, Nashville?
Wow. That was not good. Paul, you said song number two was fake?
Correct.
Paul?
I'm a winner.
You are now 1-3 on the season. Song number two, Written in the Sand by Old Dominion. Number one on the charts, by the way, for country airplay in April. Here is Old Dominion.
Are we just a backseat, trying to get it while we can?
Yeah. At least the lyrics were good.
Tattoo, or just a number on a hand. Are we last caught kissing, or will we be reminiscing with each other for the next 40 years? Are we written in the stars, baby? Are we written in the sand?
As I said, at least the lyrics were good. Musically, highly disappointing.
So congratulations to John Choate. He is now a finalist to be a part of the Midday 180 Fantasy Football League. Paul, 1-3 on the season. Your thoughts? Are you discouraged right now? This is, after all, the Lene Kukua Country Music Farewell Tour. Are you getting sad?
I'm definitely discouraged. I think I also, little birdie told me in my ear that there was a particularly good song to be played if I could win. Well, and we're going to have to hear a losing song instead.
A loss for Paul means that we all win. That's because Rhett Bryan has a song now for Paul Kuharsky.
He is a rider of the Titans. He's got a website of his own, searching for another way to Periscope. He still won't learn country music, but you'll damn sure hear him whine. And Kukua just punked him and catfished him nice. He knows he needs a win and wants one. Yes, Paul wants one for all time. But the big Titans rider just lost his behind.